This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it's 963 Triple M. Tony Duddy joins me on the line from the Limestone Coast Health Network. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Tony, you and I are chatting because of defibrillators today. There are defibrillators right the way across the Limestone Coast, but there are probably a lot of people who don't know about that or don't know where they are, in fact.
Yeah, well, that's correct. I know about them, but up until recently, I didn't know where they were in the Limestone Coast, apart from there is one at the Beachport pub on the outside of the wall. I saw that there a while ago and thought that's a good place to have one of them, and started to think about our own area and where are they here.
Now, mate, as a result of that, you guys are pushing at the moment for anybody, any business in the Limestone Coast who has a defibrillator to make sure that it's on a registry with the SA Ambulance Service.
That's correct, and there's a link on the Limestone Coast Health site to link to that, to register that. And yes, yeah, so SA Ambulance and St John also have a register.
Now, unfortunately, both those registers are different, apparently.
Yes, well, I only just found this out, so I was looking at that, so they are different. There's a lot on the St John Ambulance, and it's available through their app, and there's a map on there, so you can quickly bring the map up and see where they are, know how close they are if you need one. SA Ambulance don't have a list public that I can find, but I have got they did send me a list of what they've got, and there's about half a dozen listed on there.
So, Tony, for businesses who do have one, because I know that the likes of On The Runs have them, I know we've got one here at Triple M, how can businesses register to make sure that we know where defib units are across the Limestone Coast?
Probably the best way is to go, well, you can Google SA Ambulance defibrillators, and I did that and got straight into the link, and there's a form there you fill in and send in. St John was a little bit more difficult, but we've got it on the Limestone Coast Health Network page, so you can go into there and link straight onto it and register.
And Tony, why is it important that we know where all the defib units are?
If someone has a heart attack, the chance of survival decreases by 10% for every minute that there's no action taken. The chance of survival with a defibrillator is up around 70%. So, excuse me, it saves people's lives.
It's as simple as that, isn't it? At the end of the day.
That's right. And they're very simple things to use. You don't need to be trained into using them. There's instructions, verbal instructions that comes out and tells you what to do. There's no chance of giving someone a shock accidentally. That does all the things itself. They're quite a good, robust unit.
Tony, what we want to do, if there's a business in the Limestone Coast, if you're a worker there, you know there's a defib unit, we want you to register it with the SA Ambulance Service, with St John Ambulance as well, and we want to spread the word to everybody so they know exactly where these units are. God forbid the worst thing happens and somebody has a heart attack. Mate, thank you for raising the issue and for talking to us about it this morning on the radio.
Thank you, Ewan. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Ewan for Breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.